Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who, by the way, refuses to hold elections in his country, thus making him, by definition, a dictator, visited the United States again today for the only reason he ever comes here, to beg us for more money of our tax dollars, or in this case, pester us, because we actually have a real president now who stands up to people just trying to siphon off our tax dollars. And the meeting got so heated that President Trump kicked him out of the White House. Seriously, Trump tells Zelensky to leave after Oval Office clash. And then they were supposed to sign a mineral deal, but that has been postponed. This is President Trump welcoming the leech. The audio was a little hard to hear there, but President Trump trolled him to his face, mocking him for wearing his pajamas as usual, saying, "You're all dressed up." And that issue was raised in the Oval Office by this reporter who asked,
why don't you wear a suit? Why don't you wear a suit? You're the highest level in this country's office and you refuse to wear a suit. Just want to see if you, do you own a suit?
Yeah, problems.
A lot of Americans have problems with you not
really?
Respecting
I don't have such, I will wear a costume after this war will finish.
Okay.
Yes, maybe. Wow.
Maybe something,
something like yours,
yes.
Maybe something better, I don't know. We will see. Maybe something cheaper than, yeah. Thank you.
But that's nothing compared to the exchange that he had with President Trump and J.D. Vance, which I'll show you in just a moment, which resulted in CNN having this reaction.
Caitlin, I want to start with, look at her face. I mean, Christiane. Hold that thought for once. Okay, actually, Christiane, please, take it away.
Never in the history of modern diplomacy, war, peace, whatever, have I ever, ever, ever seen anything like it.
Well, this we gotta see. But first, let's take a quick look at the U.S. national debt clock, which is racked up over $36 trillion. That's over $107,000 per citizen. So that means a baby that was just born 5 seconds ago is now $107,000 in debt. $323,000 per taxpayer, which, up until the COVID inflation situation, used to be a mortgage on a pretty decent house in most parts of the country. But even though our country's figurative credit card is maxed out and we can no longer afford the payments, Pajama Boy is over here telling us that if we don't give him any more of our money, then we're going to feel bad about it.
We will feel it in the future. God bless.
You don't know that.
God bless. God bless. You will not have a war.
Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
By the way, Zelensky doesn't want to give up any of the land that Russia wants to take back. And in certain situations, if you're in an alley and you're confronted by a bunch of bullies who demand your lunch money and you're there by yourself and they outnumber and outpower you, sometimes the smart thing to do is not to attack the bullies and get into a fight with them, because then that's going to bring a lot of bad things your way. Sometimes the best move is to just give them your lunch money and then hope that they let you leave in one piece. But Zelensky was listening to the sweet nothings that the Biden administration was whispering into his ear about how he could defeat Russia any day now if he just keeps fighting, and not understanding that his citizens have been used as pawns, with no concern from the globalists about how many of them get thrown into the meat grinder, as long as it also helps weaken Russia at the same time.
Not telling you,
because
I'm
you're in no position to dictate that.
That's
remember
exactly
this.
I'm not
you're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel.
You
we're going to feel very good.
Feel
or what we're going to do.
Influence.
We're going to feel very good and very strong.
You will feel influence.
You're right now not in a very good position.
This is why President Trump didn't allow this clown at one of the recent meetings to discuss the peace talks, because he's just going to cause even more problems for us and them.
You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and he happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position.
I
you don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having
cards. Playing cards.
But right now, you don't. Yeah, you're
playing
cards.
Mr. President. You're playing
cards.
Serious.
You're gambling with the lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III.
How rude could you possibly be? This is the kind of discussion that really should be held behind closed doors. And he's supposed to be diplomatic and be rather friendly about these things. But you can just see that this guy is a clown.
And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country.
I'm with all respect to you.
Far more than a lot of people said they should have.
Have you said thank you once?
A lot of times.
No, even
today.
You said thank you.
Even today.
You went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for the opposition in October. Offer some words of appreciation for the United States of America and the president who's trying to save your country.
Did you even say thank you? J.D. Vance treating him like the child that he is. And here's President Trump treating the reporters like the children that they are after they ask a ridiculous hypothetical question, trying to get him to paint himself into a corner.
What if Russia breaks ceasefire? What if Russia breaks peace talks? What do you do then? I understand that it's a heated conversation right now.
What are you saying?
She's asking, what if Russia breaks the ceasefire?
What if anything? What if a bomb drops on your head right now? Okay? What if they broke it? I don't know. They broke it with Biden because Biden, they didn't respect him. They didn't respect Obama. They respect me.
And then this happened.
The president has kicked Zelensky out of the White House.
It's about time.
His delegation right now is telling him that he's got to go home. The president felt disrespected. Officials in the room felt that beyond the language barrier that we've heard some discussion about, Zelensky's body language, shrugging and eye rolling, was ungrateful, disrespectful. And the president feels that Zelensky is not ready for peace and he can come back when he's ready to talk about peace. But he's not in that position right now. And Zelensky is being told he's got to go. The lunch that they were supposed to have is sitting right outside the hallway, and the press staffers are going to be eating that lunch.
I don't know what's funnier, President Trump kicking Zelensky out of the White House or the memes that were born from this chaos. And this one. There you go. Goodbye.
My name is Volodymyr Zelensky. You're probably wondering how I got here.
Not to mention the classic still image memes like this one from the Right to Bear memes or Grand Old Memes on Twitter. And this one by whoever made this brilliant piece. Zelensky was so out of line that even Lindsey Graham, who has never heard a foreign country requesting we do something for them and not immediately bent over for them, had this to say.
Somebody asked me, am I embarrassed about Trump? I have never been more proud of the president. I was very proud of J.D. Vance standing up for our country. We want to be helpful. What I saw in the Oval Office was disrespectful, and I don't know if we can ever do business with Zelensky again. I think most Americans saw a guy that they would not want to go in business with. The way he handled the meeting, the way he confronted the president, was just over the top. So I think the relationship between Ukraine and America is important, vitally important. But can Zelensky do a deal with the United States? After what I saw, I don't know.
Yeah, and so at this point, part of the peace deal is going to have to be for Zelensky to step down. Because as President Trump said, he doesn't hold any cards. Speaking of holding things, though, we still can't just move on from the Epstein binder debacle, especially when the Conservative Inc. influencers like Liz Wheeler, who proudly posted this picture on her own Twitter account showing off the binder, then later went on a podcast with Glenn Beck and said that the photo op of the ridiculous, smirking, basically dancing fools coming out of that circus wasn't their idea. They were ambushed by a bunch of reporters. And they just didn't know how to act. And so they were smiling and smirking because they were on the White House grounds and the reporters had to stand off to the side. But she apparently forgot that she had posted this very photo showing her smirking, holding the worthless binder, which again, not only had already previously released documents, but the documents that they put into that binder were actually the redacted version. So it was less than a nothing burger. It was a turd sandwich that these clowns tried to pawn off to their audience as if they had some breaking news. I think Alex Jones sums up how we all feel about the FBI and the Department of Justice best.
Give us the files now. Give us the recordings. Give us the hard drives. Give it to us right now. You got 5 minutes. You got 4 minutes. You gotta be in solitary confinement for the rest of your life. You got 3.5 minutes. You're gonna tell us? You're gonna give it. We're not gonna argue about the deal you're gonna get. You're gonna give it to us right now. Right now. Right now.
But sadly, even if new documents are released, they're going to be so heavily redacted, there's not going to be any bombshells in there. Everybody knows that the real evidence has long since been destroyed. Go check my previous two videos, because I won't rehash the core of the reason why the documents won't be released and why the conservative income influencers won't talk about why they won't be released. What is a surprise, however, is that there were so many moronic conservative ink influencers that were duped by Pam Bondi's ridiculous publicity stunt and given old information that was redacted. So again, less than what was already previously released, and then touted them as if they had some big scoop and some new information. And since I'm an OG original independent YouTuber who hasn't sold out and doesn't suck up to conservative ink because I don't care about being on their shows and trying to share audiences, I care about the truth. If you want to sponsor my channel, then join my locals community by clicking the link in the description below. It's $5 a month. It's a subscription blog. It's like a private Facebook page. And it sponsors my work. You can get access to some of the posts that are a little bit too spicy to be posting on any of the other big tech platforms. So head on over to markdice.locals.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.